Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. About 7 months ago, the member nations of FAO took a historic decision by unanimously adopting a plan which was presented by me for carrying out a worldwide campaign for the eradication of hunger in all its manifest and hidden forms. It was decided that the campaign should be launched in 1960 and run through 1965. On this first day of July, we are launching this campaign, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome you here to participate in this ceremony. What is the problem we are trying to deal with through this campaign? Stated simply, the problem is this. More than a half of the world's population today do not have enough food or the right kind of food. Many go hungry. Others suffer from malnutrition, which leads to ill health and impaired capacity for work. They live mostly in the less developed countries of Asia, Africa, and Latin America. They scrape an inadequate living from subsistence agriculture, which permits them neither to supplement their usually deficient diets nor to improve the productivity of their meager holdings. They are caught in a vicious circle of stagnation, apathy, and poverty. At the same time, population is increasing at a faster rate than ever before, particularly in these same regions which are deficient in food supply. However, the central problem, as we see it, is not overpopulation, but underproduction. There are vast resources still to be exploited in this world. But unless food production can be stepped up sharply and within a short time, we shall be faced with chronic malnutrition for increasing millions of people and possibly with disastrous famines. Such developments are bound to affect the peace and well-being of the world as a whole. We must recognize this threat and lose no more time in taking necessary action to meet it. The Freedom from Hunger campaign is designed to that end. Let this occasion be a signal for reaffirming our conviction that hunger is neither inevitable nor irremediable, and that however widespread its grip and however elusive its forms, it is within our power to bring this old affliction under control. Let this renewal of our pledge to lift millions upon millions of people in various parts of the world from the misery and degradation of hunger go forth to all corners of the earth as an urgent call for action. The inspiring messages we have received for this occasion from world leaders fortify us in our conviction and in our pledge. This is not the occasion to go into the details of how the campaign will be conducted during the next 5 years. If the campaign helps in generating an all-round quickening of interest in the problem of world hunger and the widest possible participation on individual, national, and international levels in the various campaign activities, it will have laid the foundations for the ultimate purpose of freeing the world from hunger. To generate this interest and stimulate participation, a great deal of reliance is placed upon national campaign committees. They are to assume the responsibility for leadership and for coordination of all campaign activities within their respective territories. They will maintain liaison with the campaign headquarters in FAO and with other governmental and non-governmental international organizations. National campaign committees have already been set up in a number of countries, and I hope they will come into existence in a number of others following the launching of this campaign. I should like to take this opportunity also to remind the member governments that the campaign trust fund is now open to all. Governments, national and international organizations, citizen groups and individuals who wish to participate in this humanitarian endeavor. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, today several countries in Africa are celebrating their independence. Our deepest felicitations go forward to these countries and their peoples. They are now assuming full responsibility for shaping their destiny in accordance with their hopes and visions of a better and fuller life. The coincidence of this day of rejoicing in Africa with the launching of the Freedom from Hunger campaign is significant. One of the first and most urgent tasks these newly independent African countries will have to face is a provision of adequate food, clothing, housing, and education for their populations. The message of this campaign cannot fail to serve as a fresh reminder that political freedom is but a means to an end, an opportunity for the pursuit of material well-being, social progress, and happiness, not for a few, but for the humblest of the people. Since the end of World War II, about 800 million people in various parts of Asia and Africa have won their independence and have discovered that freedom becomes meaningful only if it is accompanied by economic betterment and social justice. The experience of the newly independent African nations cannot be otherwise. And today's launching of the campaign will, I hope, bring to them, as well as to all others, the promise of international cooperation for the achievement of universally shared desires, objectives. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it has become a common saying of our time that peace is indivisible. I would go deeper than that. I would say that peace can become truly indivisible only after we have recognized and acted upon the fundamental truth that man himself is indivisible. One man's hunger and want is every man's hunger and want. One man's freedom from hunger and want is neither a true nor a secure freedom until all men are free from hunger and want. In the middle of the 20th century, in the hour of man's mastery over matter and space, I would say to you that for disaster or triumph, man, hunger, plenty, peace, the earth, and the fruits thereof are all indivisible. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, in this belief and with faith in human destiny, I have the honor, on behalf of the member nations of this organization, to launch the Freedom from Hunger campaign.